So this is a story about my interview at Google. So I was living in Austin, Texas at the time. I was working for a mutual fund company. And so in my free time, I started developing this social network. I decided after about 6 weeks of working on this that I would go pitch this idea to Google Ventures. And I flew out to Seattle, and they had a Google Ventures company right across the street from this really awesome coffee shop. And I decided to finish working on my presentation there. Oh, by the way, sidebar, I brought my whole family out. I had my husband and my 9-month-old son at the time, and they were there, and they were just kind of like in the hotel room, like, ooh, what's going on? So I was there. I was just typing away. Did you know that like Google has these really non-traditional recruiting techniques? Like, for example, they had these billboards that they would put on the side of the road that just had an equation on it. And it would be this like massive math equation that, you know, normally most people just drive by it. But the only people that actually would pique their interest would be these computer geeks or math nerds or whatever that would just look up and be like, I feel like solving that equation. And they would solve it, and then they would go to this website and enter in the answer. And it would take them to another website where they would go to another equation that they'd have to solve. And they would take them to another website with another equation they'd have to solve. And then eventually it would take them to another website that said, welcome to Google, you're hired. So I knew this about them. So anyway, I'm sitting in the coffee shop right across the street from Google Ventures. And all of a sudden I'm typing on my presentation and it just starts like moving around on my page. I'm just like, I get it. They can kind of like see what's going on my computer right now. And you know, I get a little nervous. So I got up, I went to the restroom, and I came back and I realized that my zip drive was missing. I'm like, okay, game on. I slapped my laptop closed, ran across the street, banged on the door, and was like, somebody stole my zip drive. I need to get my presentation. I'm ready to go now. And the tiny little Japanese woman in the kimono who opened the door was like, this is a doctor's office? And I was like, I can't believe that they hired actors. This is crazy. And I shoved her out of the way, walked all the way to the back of the room. I'm looking around, there's all these people and these patients, and I get to the back, and I'm looking for the boardroom because I want to give my presentation, and I get to the back, and there's just this tiny little office with a woman standing there on the phone talking to the police. And then the cop walked in, and he was super cute, and I totally had recognized him from SNL. I knew he was an actor, too. He grabbed me, and he was walking me out, and I was just flirting with him on the way out. So then he tried to take my computer, and I knew that this was part of Google, is they were to protect your intellectual property. And I was like, I am not going to fail this test. And so I held on to it. As he tried to pull the laptop away from me, I held on to it. I actually slammed myself down on the ground. You know, he tried to pull it away again, and so I bit him. And I knew, I was like, man, I probably scored some massive points for that one. They took me to the police station, I'm standing there, and you know, my husband arrived, and I was like, wow, I can't believe they got him in on this too. But then they took me to the hospital to get evaluated, because I knew that they do that with all like high-level executives, just a psychological evaluation prior to the, you know, it's part of the interview, but it's standard. I think I did really well because they released me within a day and said, you know, they were like a massive manic episode, something like that. And I was released, and I went back to Austin, and I don't know, like 2.5 years passed, and kind of still waiting for that second interview. So.